Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we'll begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news first, the headlines. Indonesia and Malaysia are to challenge European Union on palm oil. C6 form for voters in Hong Kong have been sent. Another news in detail. A government document outlining Indonesia's stance on the European Union policy stated that the method used to assess indirect land use change, or ILUC, which aims to measure the risk of unintended carbon emissions, was not internationally recognized and not applicable in a tropical region. The criteria listed in the ILUC benefits local European Union commodities such as rapeseed oil. As quoted by Antara News Agency on Monday, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, in a letter to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, said that developments in the European Union hurting the interests of ASEAN palm oil producing states have caused it to defer the elevation of the ASEAN-European Union dialogue relations to a strategic level. The January 14 letter urged other members of the ASEAN to follow suit. Indonesia will file a lawsuit with the European Court if the Delegated Regulation Supplementing Directive of the European Union Renewable Energy Directive, RED2, which will impact palm oil, is finally approved by the European Union Parliament. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Coordinating Minister of Maritime, Luhut Panjaitan, on Monday said that the government will keep trying to negotiate over the discrimination of palm oil by the European Union in order to fight for the small palm oil farmers who will be affected by these policies. He also said, along with Malaysia, Indonesian government would like to avoid those regulations. Of course, negotiation is ongoing with the European Union, but if this continues, Indonesia might have to go to the European Court or the World Trade Organization, WTO. According to the minister, the process of applying for a lawsuit in the European Court is shorter and more effective than it is at the WTO, which may take years to process. Another option, such as leaving the Paris Agreement, is also being considered in a bid to counter the pressure of the European Union. Foreign Election Committee, PPLN, in Hong Kong has sent C6 form, an invitation for voters who are included in the Permanent Voters List, DPT, in Hong Kong. Chairman of the committee in Hong Kong, Christopher Suganda Supranto, to RRI on Monday said that the Foreign Election Committee, PPLN, prioritized to sending C6 form to the voters who have given clear addresses and the latest data. It is aimed to ensure that the C6 form has been accepted by the voters.
Kalau di Hong Kong kita akan kirimkan, tapi enggak semua dari orang-orang.
In Hong Kong, we will send it to permanent voters who have confirmed their latest address. When we conduct socialization, data collection, and biodata adjustment, many of them also provide information that they have already moved. We give priority to such voters, so we send the form to their current address according to their latest data. From the total of permanent voters list in Hong Kong, about 180,232 voters, those who wish to come to polling stations and register themselves are 23,326 voters. They get the C6 forms, while Indonesian citizens who have not registered are asked to come directly to the polling stations on April 14, 2019 to get their C6 forms. The C6 forms in Hong Kong is sent by post. The process of sending takes for 3 days. Indonesian Maritime and Fisheries Affairs Minister Susi Pujiastuti in her keynote speech in a talk show in Sahid University on Tuesday, April the 9th, said that the finding is an example of the piling plastic waste in the archipelago. As quoted by Tempo.co, she also expressed her worry because Indonesia is known as the second largest plastic polluter after China. Therefore, Minister Susi appealed to all people to reduce the use of plastic. She invites the people to use a tumbler, woven or fabric bags. Minister Susi also demanded people avoid using a plastic straw and even jokingly asked audiences to remind each other. Based on the Plastic Industry Association, Indonesia's plastic waste reached 64 million tons per year and 3.2 million tons of them washed away to the ocean. This news comes to you over RRIWO Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association, PHRI, demanded the government evaluate four tourism-based special economic zones, SEZ, before designing new areas given the fact that the sluggish development progress of the existing zones. As quoted by Tempo.co recently, the association head, who is also the Visit Wonderful Indonesia head, Haryadi Sukamdani, explained that this is better to conduct evaluation first on the causes before setting new tourism-based SEZ. Haryadi conveyed his worries that if the government taps a new zone without evaluating current zones, the goal of tourism-based SEZ to attract tourists, especially foreign ones, will not be optimal. He said the government must also evaluate the investment sector. Earlier, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution, announced that the government set four special economic zones, namely Mandalika in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, Tanjung Lesung in Banten, Tanjung Kelayang in Bangka Belitung, and Morotai in North Maluku. State-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno has said the ministry is considering integrating Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia and two airport operators into an aviation holding company. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com recently, the minister said the government is studying the possibility of establishing a holding company, and the holding company would be similar to state-owned mining holding company PT Indonesia Asahan Aluminium. The government has already formed three holding companies, the other two being state-owned energy holding company Pertamina and state-owned plantation company PT Perkebunan Nusantara III. Minister Rini also did not say which company would lead the holding company. However, she said she believed the establishment of such a holding company would help improve efficiency in the government-run sector of the aviation industry. And the last item, the elected president should invest in the empowerment of human resources in order to support the digital market in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, an analyst of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, Fajar B. Hirawan on Monday said that the Jakarta-based think tank's analyst said that the growth of the Indonesian digital market has been more robust than that of the markets in Malaysia, Thailand, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Hirawan also said that investing in people is needed to maintain inclusive economic development in the country. He also added that the elected president should retain inclusive growth because it will trim unemployment as well as elevate poverty and decrease inequality in Indonesia. The analyst stated that the country's economy is relatively steady now, as reflected by the stable inflation rate at 3.27% to 3.5%, while the growth rate is at 5.1% to 5.3%. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia and Malaysia are to challenge European Union on palm oil. C6 form for voters in Hong Kong have been sent. And listener, that's the news.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Final Week of the 2019 Indonesian Election Campaign. This week, the campaign for the 2019 general election of legislative and presidential elections enters the final week. In accordance with the schedule set by the General Election Commission, KPU, April 13, 2019 is the last day of the open campaign. It's only 7 days before the 14th day. The faces of legislative candidates are displayed everywhere, such as at billboards, banners, or on television. All of them want to convince the voters to entrust their votes to sit in the parliament. Two presidential candidates, Vice Presidential candidates Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin and Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno had been also active to campaign in several regions across Indonesia. The atmosphere of the campaign is increasingly dynamic. The supporters of each candidate also increasingly show their support. As happened at the Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday, the community supporting Prabowo Sandiaga Uno met. Meanwhile, the incumbent presidential candidate Joko Widodo conducted an open campaign before their supporters in Tangerang, Banten. The oration of each presidential and vice presidential candidate becomes the main event in the open campaign. The level of contestation increases dramatically as the two candidates are determined to win the election. The open campaigns must be used maximally by presidential and vice presidential candidates, including legislative candidates, because the mass of the open campaigns can reach their supporters for a few days ahead. To further convince the supporters, they will not be mistaken if they vote on the 17th of April. At present, the polls to gain the voters of the swing voters and undecided voters are maximized. It is estimated that the swing voters can change their support for political parties or candidates in the previous elections, and undecided voters can make their choices. Their number reaches around 11 to 15% of the total voters. The open campaign is final medium to win the sympathy of the voters. The success of holding open campaigns is often associated with the number of people present. Their number can be measure of how many voters support each presidential and vice presidential candidate. Thus, the succeeding team may use mass mobilization and convoy to further convince the potential voters. Expectations and appeals by many parties to the open campaign for the 2019 election can now be said to be fulfilled. The peaceful and dignified atmosphere called for by the election supervisory agency or Bawaslu can be realized. The open campaign that has been taking place since March 24, 2019 has strengthened the voters' confidence to entrust their votes. The open campaign also shows the readiness of Indonesian people to face a five-year Democratic Party. The Democratic Party will be the starting point to determine Indonesia in the next 5 years. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I begin with April the 9th, 1946. Indonesian Air Force was formed. Indonesian Air Force was originally part of the Indonesian Army, formerly called the People's Security Army or TKAIR Jawatan Udara. The Air Force was formed and began to stand on its own on April 9, 1946, together with the formation of the Republic of Indonesian Army. In the history of its journey, April the 9th was commemorated as the day of ratification of the Indonesian Republic Air Force, once celebrated as National Flight Day, and after it was celebrated as Republic of Indonesian Air Force Day. Turning now to April the 9, 2001, President Abdurrahman Wahid allows the Chinese New Year to be celebrated. In Indonesia, during the New Order government period from 1968 to 1999, people of Chinese descent were prohibited from carrying out Chinese New Year celebration in public. This was based on the Presidential Instruction No. 14 of 1967. issued by President Suharto, which prohibited all Chinese things, including Chinese New Year. But President Abdurrahman Wahid formally issued presidential decree on Chinese New Year as a facultative holiday valid only for those who celebrate it. Later on, in 2003, President Megawati Soekarnoputri officially declared it as one of the national holidays. I'll conclude with April the 9th, 2009, the general elections for legislatives are held. The general election for members of the House of Representatives, Regional House of Representatives, and Regional Representative Council, called the 2009 legislative election, was held to elect 560 members of the House of Representatives, 132 Regional House of Representatives, and also members of the regional representatives of the provincial and regency levels throughout Indonesia for 2009-2014 period. For the first time, the voting was held simultaneously in all regions of Indonesia on April the 9th, 2009. The general election was followed by 38 political parties. That was Today in History, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau yang pertama kali
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. That was the song entitled Hanya Dia or Only Her or Him, sung by Kenny Novan. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. In today's edition, we will give you information on My Indonesia with the topic Indonesia is always with Palestine.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the topic of My Indonesia today is Indonesia is always with Palestine. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia Retno Marsudi said that the seizure or annexation of Palestinian territories has been taking place slowly and inhumanly. In the UN Forum on Palestine, at the UN headquarters in New York, USA last Thursday, Minister Retno Marsudi reminded that all countries must oppose this. On the page of kemlo.go.id, in her speech she stated that in addition to demolition of houses and expulsion of Palestinian residents, Israel has carried out various political, economic and social pressures on Palestine, including seizing Palestinian tax revenues, which constitute a large portion of Palestinian income. She also explained that the violence of authority and Israeli migrants is also increasingly widespread, including the closing of the gate of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. On the occasion, Minister Retno Marsudi also reiterated that Palestine is Indonesian priority. This year, Indonesia has increased assistance for the UN Refugee Agency, UNRWA, and launched a capacity building program for the Palestinian people. Indonesia will also hold a special meeting on Palestine during the presidency of the UN Security Council in May 2019. Minister Retno Marsudi also calls on the international community to continue humanitarian assistance that has been supporting the lives of Palestinian people. She conveyed a message that UN member states would not move their embassies to Jerusalem and respect various UNSC resolutions related to resolving the Palestinian issue. In addition, Minister Retno Marsudi also called for return of Palestinian assistance as a full member of the United Nations. According to Minister Retno, at present, Palestinians and colonial power are not in the same position. It is the responsibility of the international community to elevate the position of Palestine and protect the rights of the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, Riyad Mansour, Palestinian permanent observer for the United Nations, in his speech, he expressed his appreciation to the government and the people of Indonesia. According to Riyad Mansour, Indonesia is a good friend of Palestine, and he expressed his gratitude for all the efforts that had been made by Indonesia to advance the Palestinian issue at the UN Forum. The organization of the UN Forum on Palestine attracted the attention of various groups and was attended by representatives from UN member countries, international NGOs, international organizations, and academics. Panelists are from former high-ranking official in Palestine, human rights activists and lawyers, and the UN special reporters. The theme raised was the threat of de facto annexation. In the concept of international law, occupational or territorial control is temporary. But what Israel is doing now leads to seizure of the territory, which is prohibited in international law. Various Israeli policies are feared to further alienate the Palestinian from their independent aspirations. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia today. Thanks for listening.
Bertanya di hati. abadi. Ku pejamkan sejenak mataku, ku buka hatiku sebelum ku kembali untukmu.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, that was a song entitled Kembali Untukmu or Come Back for You, sung by Kotak. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I would like to introduce you to a traditional cake named Kue Jojorong or Jojorong Cake from Banten. Listener, visiting a new region is not complete without exploring its local culinary. For example, if you visit Banten province in Indonesia, do not forget to try one of its traditional snacks called Kue Jojorong or Jojorong Cake. It is a simple culinary. Its shape resembles to a ball with white color and chewy texture. It is typically served during ceremony, parties, or during the break fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. The main ingredients of jajarang cake consist of rice flour, tapioca flour, and brown sugar. However, there are some additional ingredients such as coconut milk and pandan leaf. Firstly, we mix all the ingredients and pour the dough into small cake mold. Then we add some brown sugar into the mold. After that, wrap the cake with banana leaf and steam it for several minutes. It is easier to eat jajarong by using little spoon. When you taste the cake, the sweet brown sugar will melt onto your mouth. You can feel the aroma of pandan leaf and taste the sensation of coconut milk when chewing the cake. It takes extra effort to be able to find jajarang cake. It must be immediately eaten because it easily goes off. Jajarang cake is not only sold at traditional markets in Banten, but also by street vendors who offering the food with a huge round container from bamboo called nyiru. The price of jajarang cake is quite affordable. It costs 5,000 to 20,000 rupiah per bag. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about jajarang cake from Banten. See you on our next edition.
Maafku yang telah
You have just listened to the song entitled Tak Mau Lagi, sung by Joshua March. For the next segments, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, a special segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, dengan siapa, or in English, with whom? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on dengan siapa, or in English, with whom. Tony is at Prambanan Temple area with his friend Joko. Joko wants to know with whom Tony goes to Prambanan Temple. Dengan siapa kamu kesini? Sendiri. Kamu? Dengan keluarga. Di mana mereka? Itu di sana. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, dengan siapa, or in English, with whom. I will say the words two times and you can repeat after me. Dengan siapa, which means with whom. Dengan siapa kamu kesini, dengan siapa kamu kesini. Who are you here with? Sendiri, sendiri, alone. Dengan keluarga, with family. Di mana mereka, where are they? Itu di sana, that's there. Teman, teman, friend. To ask who is accompanying you to come or go, use the phrase dengan siapa, which means with whom. Example, dengan siapa kamu kesini, dengan siapa kamu kesini, which means who are you here with. Another example, dengan siapa kamu ke Indonesia, dengan siapa kamu ke Indonesia, which means with whom are you in Indonesia. To answer, if you come alone, say sendiri. Sendiri, which means alone or by myself. In complete sentences, you can say saya kesini sendiri. Saya kesini sendiri, which means I'm here alone or I'm here by myself. If you come with someone else, use the words dengan, dengan, which means with, then followed by the name or your relationship with the person who accompanied you. For example, dengan Nina, which means with Nina. Dengan teman, which means with friends. And dengan keluarga, which means with family. Another example, dengan teman, which means with friends. Dengan siapa kamu kesini, which means who are you here with? Saya kesini dengan keluarga. Saya kesini dengan keluarga, which means I'm here with family. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation once more. Dengan siapa kamu kesini? Sendiri, kamu? Dengan keluarga. Di mana mereka? Itu di sana.
Voice
That was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening from Indonesia to the world.
Ku kan melaju membawa surat cinta bagimu, kata-kata yang sedikit gila, tapi ini adanya. Perahu kertas mengingat ajaib hidup ini, mencari-cari tambatan hati. Kau sahabatku sendiri, hidupkan lagi mimpi-mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. That was a song from Maudy Ayunda entitled Perahu Kertas. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, next we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I present a song to you entitled Sampaya. The song consists of poems. The title is derived from the name of a shoot-rotten fruit that resembles to salak fruit. The taste is sour. The fruit is called sampayo or asampayo in Palembang. It is often made into pickled or candied fruits. The fruit is used in this song to represent the sadness of a person, just like the sourness of the fruit after being dumped by her lover. Although the lyrics sound gloomy, the music still sounds attractive to accompany us dancing. Well, listener, let us enjoy the song Sampaya by Vivin Fania.
Apalah daya, selama hidup tidak beruntung. Sampaya buah sempaya, sempaya di Tanjung Karang. Sampaya buah sempaya, sempaya di Tanjung Karang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati dirantau orang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati dirantau orang. Tetapi apalah daya, sedang berkasih ditinggal pergi. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya dari Palembang. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya dari Palembang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati diambil orang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati diambil orang. Apalah daya, selama hidup tidak beruntung. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya di Tanjung Karang. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya di Tanjung Karang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati dirantau orang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati dirantau orang. Thank you. masih ditinggal pergi. Tetapi apalah daya, sedang berkasih ditinggal pergi. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya dari Palembang. Sempaya buah sempaya, sempaya dari Palembang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati diambil orang. Tetapi apalah daya, kekasih hati diambil orang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.